You work hard all your life. You're promised a pension and benefits. And then what? In three states, Colorado, Minnesota, and South Dakota, you're told that your annual cost of living increase will be reduced. And that to cover an estimated $1 trillion shortfall nationwide, estimated by the Pew Center. So maybe you file a lawsuit, as retirees in each of those states has done. Here to explain more about what these pension disputes are about and how they might affect people in states all across the country, which means you, is Stephen Fair, staff writer for Stateline.org. And Gary Justice is also here, a retired teacher. He is spearheading the lawsuit against the state of Colorado to reinstate annual pension raises. Gary Justice, let me start with you. These disputes over pensions might seem a little wonky, but you're turning it into, you hope, dollars and cents.
Well, we need to do that because, first of all, it's against the contract clause of the Constitution to impair a contract, which is exactly what's happening. We paid into the state pension system to fund our benefits, as did our employers, and we're simply asking the courts to enforce the benefit laws that were in effect when we became fully vested and eligible to retire.
Gary, what kind of money are you talking about? What are you looking to get out of this?
Well, for the average retiree over the next 20 years, it'd be about $165,000 of a lowered benefit than what was promised under the law when we retired.
So for you individually?
Well, I've done some numbers in a spreadsheet, and I come up with over the next 30 years, and most of it in the last 5 years or so, close to $500,000. We're not talking small change here.
Wait a minute. Not $500,000 for you individually over 30 years?
Yes.
Whoa, that is a lot of money.
It's due to the compounding and the addition of the law. In the first year, for example, it's 3.5%. Next year, it's going to be lowered another 1.5% than what was promised in the law under which we retired.
Okay,
so
no,
that becomes 5% or more.
Clearly, you are trying to get what you say you are simply owed under your contract. Let me ask you another question, though, given the financial economic situation we're in this country right now. Is there any sense in which you're being a little selfish and not thinking about the greater good and maybe even the good for your children and your grandchildren down the line?
There are some who accuse us of that, but it doesn't have to be that choice. Our pensions were fully funded at 105% in the year 2000. But then the funding level went down after employer contributions didn't match the promised benefits. And yet our pension managers kept giving us optimistic annual reports. Then the stock market went down in 2008. And suddenly they're saying there's a financial crisis.
Right.
But they're basing that on the assumption that the pension system has to be funded 100% again, and that within 30 years. They used to use 40. We could do just fine if it was stable and funded at the industry norm of 80%.
All right. Gary Justice suing the state of Colorado for what he says are his pension benefit rights. Stephen Fair, staff writer for Stateline.org. Is he right? Does he have the right? Do we all have the right to the money that was promised us? And what's going to happen?
Well, we at the State Line is part of the Pew Center on the States in Washington, and we looked at the financial condition of every state employee pension plan in the country. And what we found was highly troubling. There, far too many states are not responsibly managing the bill for their workers' retirement. We found that at the end of 2008, right at the start of the recession, states had racked up something like $3.3 trillion in liabilities, what they owe to state employees, but they don't have money set aside to pay about $1 trillion of that, which is about a third of that bill. And that was before the recession. So now you have a couple of years of falling revenue in states and big bills coming due, including pensions. So what's happened is, in the last few years, over half the states have taken some kind of steps to cut their pension costs. In almost every instance, these cuts have been to benefits for employees that are going to be hired in the future. Current employees and current retirees, like Gary, are off limits because the courts have consistently ruled over the years, going back many years, that when states make pension promises in the form of contracts, they have to keep them. So you have three states, Colorado, Minnesota, South Dakota, looking at their long-term finances and concluding they could not keep their pension funds solvent if they just cut benefits to future hires. So now they're focusing on current retirees like Gary,
right,
and these cost of living increases,
right,
that they get every year.
And so is his lawsuit or any of these lawsuits, do they have merit? Do they have a shot?
Oh, absolutely, because they're grounded in years and years of case law, statutes in several states. It's written in the Constitution that these contracts cannot be changed. But what happened is the pension systems in these three states and the state lawmakers and the attorneys general, they're betting that the judges, who themselves are going to collect state pensions, will agree with them that these are extraordinary times, that the financial losses they suffered in 2008 and the state's current budget troubles mean that the courts have to rule that limiting cost of living increases is necessary to preserving the solvency of the whole pension system.
Right. So, Gary Justice, what happens to you if you get a ruling like that?
A ruling against us?
Yeah.
Well, then we have to go along with it because we'd like to adhere to the Constitution, and we would hope that the pension funds in the states would do the same thing.
Yes, but...
But it's going to hurt people a lot because in just 13 years from now, our purchasing power, compared to the old law, will be down 20% and 30% by the year 2032. It's going to be a financial crisis for many Colorado retirees, and we don't have Social Security in Colorado.
Stephen Fair, if Gary Justice... wins his lawsuit, and if some of these other suits are won, what does that say for the rest of the system nationwide?
Other states are following this really closely because they'd like to do the same thing as these three states. California, Governor Schwarzenegger, New Jersey's new governor, Chris Christie, both have discussed cutting pensions for current employees and retirees. Illinois has already cut their cost of living adjustments for new employees, but they've been a little nervous about going after current retirees because the state constitution prohibits changes in pension contracts.
And so this opens the door for them. Stephen Fair, thank you so much. Staff writer for Stateline.org. And Gary Justice suing the state of Colorado for decreasing the annual benefit increases on his pension benefits.